Welcome to the Click Podcast. I'm Danny Watson, a mindset and manifestation expert and founder of The Click, a company that helps women overcome their fears and limiting beliefs to create a life and business that they love. Within this podcast, I will help you get clear on what you want, identify the blocks that are holding you back, transform your mindset and raise your vibration so that you can co-create magic with the universe. If you are looking to design a life that truly sets your soul on fire and manifest more success and abundance, then you are in the right place. Hello, ladies. So for this podcast, this is actually going to be a series of three episodes. Because the topic that I'm going to be diving into is a pretty juicy one, and I think to just try and cover some of this stuff in just one episode, it's not going to give me enough time. And so the topic that I want to touch upon with you guys is the subject of money, because I'm sure a lot of you listening to this right now want to make more money in your life. You want to create more abundance, more wealth. And I'm also going to guess that you want to make money in a way that feels good, right? So you don't just want to have millions and millions and millions in the bank, but to have to sacrifice a lot in order to have that kind of money, to miss out on time with your family, time with your loved ones, to have to completely exhaust yourself having to reach your income goals. So money is... it's been a big part of my story, because when I first started my business, I really didn't have a lot of money. In fact, I had less than any money because I was in a pretty significant amount of debt. And for those of you who have ever experienced debt before, you will know that it places this huge emotional weight over your shoulders. And at the time, I was blaming my finances on a lot of external things outside of me. So I, at the time, was living in London. So I would always say, you know, London's just so expensive, rent's so expensive, this is why I'm broke. I would also blame the fact that I was a bit of a shopaholic, right? So I would say, oh, well, you know, I just can't help myself. I just go shopping all the time and I spend whatever I have. You know, I'd also blame the fact that I just felt I didn't get paid enough. You know, I needed to have a certain kind of income and I felt that my income wasn't matching what I needed. And so I was blaming all of these things external to me as to why my financial situation looked the way it did. And just to give you a bit of an idea of just kind of the state of my finances. So I was around, in total, around £20,000 worth in debt. So, you know, this wasn't just like a few hundred pounds here or there on a credit card. This was a pretty substantial amount. Now, I just want to take a second to contrast that with what my financial reality looks like today, because thankfully things have shifted a lot for me over the past few years, especially since becoming a business owner. And this has largely been down to the money mindset work that I've done. So remember that place that I said, you know, £20,000 worth of debt. Not only that, but, you know, my living situation wasn't great either. My partner and I lived in a flat that we shared with way too many flatmates. So we actually had to live, rent out the lounge, and we lived in the living room, which didn't even have a proper bed. It didn't have any wardrobes or anything, just because we couldn't afford to actually rent an actual bedroom. My partner was getting paid like £3.50 an hour as an apprentice. And so, you know, financially, we were not in a good place. Now, fast forward to today, and thankfully, things have changed pretty significantly. In fact, my business today generates around the six-figure mark per month. So, and that's six figures in pounds, that's around £100,000 per month. Some months it can actually be significantly more than that. So just as an example, the month that has just passed, we actually did closer to £150,000. Some months it could be slightly under, but it is around that figure. And this is per month. So this is obviously a very, very huge shift from where we were and where we are now. And of course, there's lots of things that I have done to get here. There's lots of action steps that I've taken. However, I know that it has been largely to do with my money mindset that is the reason for a lot of these changes in my finances. And that's why it's become a huge part of the work that I do with our students in the Click Academy, which is our coach certification program. The women that we help to grow them, help them build their coaching business. Money mindset work factors hugely into this. Because making money, it's not just what you do, it's largely about how you think, what you believe, what your energy is saying. So this is really what I want to dig into with you guys. And where I'm going to start is just to give you a bit of an overview of money mindset work. So what is it all about? What does money mindset work even mean? And where I want to start with this is the basic principles of the law of attraction, okay? So our beliefs and our energy create our reality. It's the basic principle of the law of attraction. Whatever you believe about yourself and about the world around you creates what you see in your physical world. And however you are showing up energetically is going to dictate what you experience in your physical world. So it's beliefs and energy. It's the combination of these two. Now, let's start with beliefs, because a lot of people will think they believe certain things around money, in that they will think, oh, I believe that I want to have more money, or I believe that, you know, I want to be rich, I want to be wealthy. So they have these sort of surface ideas of what they believe they think about money. But these are just the conscious beliefs. And beliefs, they form into two parts. We've got our conscious surface level beliefs, and we've also got the stuff that is lurking below the surface, our hidden beliefs. And these are often beliefs that we have had from a very, very young age that have become so deeply entrenched in our subconscious mind that we perhaps aren't even aware that they exist. And often when we start digging into our beliefs around money and we start to identify some of these hidden beliefs, we realize that our beliefs that we have perhaps do not match the reality that we want to create. So let me give you an example here. How many of you as a child heard the phrase, money doesn't grow on trees? Or maybe you experienced something in your childhood that made you feel that money was scarce, that there was this lack of money. Or maybe you've been taught that being money motivated is greedy. You know, it's not a good thing to be driven by money. So these are actually examples from my money story and from the clients that I've worked with of things that they have been led to believe about money. So these things that we hear from our parents or from teachers or from society, especially when it's something that we're taught at a very, very young age, it can actually become a part of our belief system without us even being aware of it. And so then later in an adult life, when we find ourselves self-sabotaging when it comes to money, perhaps repelling money, perhaps making decisions that hinder our finances, we wonder why this has happened without actually realizing it is because of this deeply ingrained belief system. So let's say, for example, as a child, you experienced your father working really, really hard and sacrificing a lot of his family time in order to make money. And that experience then shaped your belief system. So seeing that over and over again led you to believe that making money is hard work. What do you think then happens when you move into your adult life and you decide, I want to create more money for myself? You know, I want to, you know, create this affluent, abundant life. If you in your subconscious deeply believe that making money is hard work, you are going to start recreating that in your reality where you will be trying to make money, but it will constantly feel like it's hard work. You will create experiences for yourself where making money becomes hard work. It becomes harder than what it needs to be, because your reality will automatically match your belief system, okay? It's going to mirror your belief system. What may also happen, and this is something that I've seen happen, I've seen play out with a lot of my clients, is that they will sabotage when it comes to making money. They will hold themselves back because a part of them doesn't want to have to work hard. They don't want to struggle. They don't want to have to experience this sacrifice or this burnout. So I see this a lot actually with my entrepreneur clients who hold back from starting a business because of this deeply ingrained belief that it is going to be hard work. They're going to have to really suffer if they want to create a certain amount of money for themselves as a business owner. So this was definitely a pattern that I saw play out in my life. When I came into my business, I did so. A big part of me wanted to create more freedom. I wanted to change my finances, but I really wanted to create more freedom for myself and do work that was far more meaningful. And I found myself very quickly reverting back to these same patterns of working really hard, burnout, overwhelm. Even though I was completely in control of my workload, you know, as my own boss, I could decide when I worked, how many hours I worked, how much time I gave to my business. Even though I was completely in control of that, I wasn't, you know, being dictated to by a boss, I still found myself in these same patterns of working really, really hard to the point where I was feeling exhausted. And of course, it was because my belief system was creating this reality. I was so stuck in the belief that making money had to be hard work. My actions were being dictated by my beliefs. And these actions were then creating these experiences where I was, you know, burning the candle at both ends. So this is a big part of money mindset work then. So it's about identifying what are your beliefs about money, not just on the conscious level, because a lot of us, you know, when we first come into this world, we think, oh, well, you know, of course I want to be rich. I want to make money. I love money. I want to have more abundance in my life. Who doesn't? And it's only when we start peeling back the layers and really going into the deep-rooted subconscious that we realize we have all of these negative beliefs around money. And so a big part of money mindset work then is identifying what these beliefs actually are, you know, what is actually our subconscious telling us, and then pulling them to the surface so that we can then do the work to change those beliefs. So remember, beliefs create your reality. So the question you need to be asking yourself is, what do I need to believe about money if I want to have more money in my life and I also want to make money in a way that feels really good? So coming back to that belief around making money has to be hard work, you may want to, you know, manifest more money into your life, but I'm sure you want that to be an inspiring process, a process that leaves you feel empowered, not burned out. Therefore, you need to believe that making money can be fun. It can be joyful. It doesn't have to come with this huge amount of sacrifice. You have to believe that if you want to create it in your reality. So beliefs shape your reality, but as I said, so does your energy. And you might be thinking, well, what's the connection here between money and energy? How does my money energy create my money reality? So we are all made up of energy. Money is energy. We humans are energy. We all have our own vibrational frequency. So if we were to look at our, let's say our solid hand, if you were to look at that under a very, very powerful microscope, you would see that it's not in fact solid. It is made up of lots of vibrating particles. And between each of those particles is energy, empty matter. And so this is our frequency, right? This vibration of our particles is our frequency. And everything vibrates at a different frequency. We can either be low frequency or we can be high frequency. And we magnetize into our lives the things that we are a vibrational match to. So if we are vibrating at a positive frequency, we are going to attract people, things, experiences, money into our life that match that vibrational frequency. So when it comes to changing our finances, we have to be vibrating at the frequency of the wealth that we want to attract. Now, if you're new to this work, you might be thinking, what on earth is she going on about? Because when I first heard this, I honestly thought this sounds like a load of BS. What is this, you know, what is this energy, money energy? How can I be vibrating at the frequency of wealth? Until, of course, I started to really pay attention to it and I could see the changes from changing my energy, how my finances subsequently started to change. So I'm going to go into this in much more detail in some of the subsequent episodes. But for now, I just want to explain the two different types of energy, like how this comes into play. So energy, as I said, it's we all vibrate, we all have a frequency, we call into our lives the things that we are a vibrational match to. And often what can happen is we can hold on to negative energy that causes us to actually repel money from coming into our lives. So when we're talking about negative money energy, this might look like past experiences where you've had a bad relationship with money or you've had some sort of negative experience around money. That memory that you hold on to can actually look like negative energy being stored in your body. Okay, so from my experience then, my debts were a big part of my money story. I had accumulated all of this debt, and what that looked like for me was shame, guilt. I felt really, really bad. I was blaming myself for how I had reacted around my finances. And those emotions, if we're looking at where emotions lie on an energetic scale, those are low frequency emotions, guilt, shame, blame. Okay, when we think about those things, when we're feeling those emotions, typically we don't feel good, right? We're feeling low vibe. So I was experiencing a lot of those types of emotions in relation to my finances. So I therefore had to let go of those negative emotions, let go of that negative energy, so I could open myself up for receiving more. So that's one side of the coin of the energy work, letting go of any negative energy around your finances. And then the second part of the energy work is actually raising your vibration so that you become a vibrational match to wealth, so that you vibrate at the frequency of the money you want to attract. And this was something that took me a while to get my head around. Like, how do I change my energy so my energy matches the money that I want to attract? How do I do that? And this is, again, something I will go into in subsequent episodes. But it's really about aligning your thoughts, your beliefs, your actions, your energy with the version of you, the higher version of you that has already manifested the money that she wants to attract. How do you energetically align yourself with that future version of you that already is abundant? Even if right now your physical world is telling you you're broke, you've got no money, how do you feel abundant, feel wealthy, even when your current reality tells you something else? And when you can master that, that is when you get yourself into alignment with wealth. And I promise you, the gates will open for you in terms of money coming into your life to the point where you will wonder where it has been all along. You know, it will start to feel like money is just flowing effortlessly and easily into your life to the point where you're thinking, why didn't I discover this work sooner? This is exactly, you know, what I felt when I did this money mindset work. If only I had known about this during my 20s, I wouldn't have got myself in such a mess financially. And as I said, you know, going from that place of being in a pretty hefty amount of debt to now my company generating around, you know, the £100,000 mark on a monthly basis, that's a pretty big shift. I don't think anybody can really deny that that is a pretty big shift. And this is largely been to do with my beliefs and my energy around money. In fact, I would say 90% of the changes that I've made, I bring it down to the mindset work that I've done. A lot of people will say, well, what did you have to do to make, you know, to get your business to where you want it to be? And honestly, it has been so little about what I've done and so much more about who I've been, the woman that I've become, the beliefs that I've adopted, the energy that I've adopted, especially when it comes to money. So I'm going to go into this money energy in more detail. But of course, I have taken some action, and this is where taking inspired action comes into it. You obviously cannot just sit in an empty room thinking and believing all of these amazing things about money and having this really positive energy and just expect money to just randomly show up into your life. You have to be taking some sort of inspired action. This is action that feels good to you, action that keeps you in alignment, action that feels expansive, that keeps you high vibe. There's no point in doing all of that work on your energy if you then start taking action which leaves you feeling stressed, burned out, overwhelmed, unfulfilled, miserable. That's why we see a lot of people in jobs that, technically they pay pretty well, yet they're still not where they want to be financially, because the action that they're taking to bring money into their lives is not inspired action. So you've got to do the work on your mindset, your beliefs, and your energy, but then you have to take inspired action that is going to help you bring more money into your life. So for me, this was my business. This is the thing that I absolutely love doing. It is the thing that I'm hugely passionate about. I love coaching. I love working with my clients. I love creating content. My business is the thing that brings me huge amounts of joy. I have to be very careful, and this is something that I've done a lot of work around, that I don't slip into that uninspired action by working too hard and getting myself stressed out and overwhelmed. I have noticed there has been a definite link between when I have pushed myself too hard in my business and I felt exhausted, there has been a definite knock-on effect on my finances. Now, again, this is largely the work that I've done on my belief system, believing that if I work harder, if I show up more, if I do more, I will receive more money. But actually, what's been really eye-opening for me is the harder I work, the less I earn. The more exhausted I am, the more hours I give, the more I stress myself out and get myself overwhelmed by trying to do too much, the less I actually earn in my business. It has been the months where I have had worked in the most joyful way, where I've had lots of time for myself, my own self-care, where I've traveled, where I've just worked in this really inspiring way. They have always been the months where I've seen my biggest spikes in income. So it's not just about doing, doing, doing. It's about making sure you are doing whilst keeping yourself in alignment. And then once you've done that work on your beliefs and on your energy and you're taking lots of inspired action, you've then, of course, got to surrender to the universe. You've got to allow the universe to bring money into your life by detaching from the outcome. So a lot of people, when it comes to their finances, especially business owners, I see this a lot with our students, they will be acting from a place of, well, when is this money going to appear? What do I need to do to get to this certain outcome? Now, I want to generate money as a business owner. Without realizing, the money flows the moment you detach from the outcome. The moment that you show up into your business and into your work, whatever it is that you do, from a place of, I am doing this for the pure fact that this is bringing me joy, I'm taking inspired action, and I trust that I am going to receive the money at exactly the moment that I'm meant to receive it. And I'm completely surrendering to that outcome, and I'm actually showing up as if that it's already present in my life. I'm not saying, when is that money going to appear? The moment that you fully surrender, that's the moment that the money shows up. And this is, I think, the part of the process that most women, everybody really, finds the most difficult. That fully handing things over to the universe, trusting that the money is just around the corner. It's going to show up in your life at any given moment. Most people are not very good at being patient. Okay, so let's say that there's a gap between you taking that inspired action and the money showing up. Within that manifestation gap, where you're waiting for the money to show up, that's when most people start to question things. They start to doubt that the money is on its way. And that's when they fall back into those patterns of doing more, working harder. Well, I just need to show up more and then the money will appear. Forgetting that by doing that, they're putting themselves out of alignment. They're not taking that inspired action. So patience is a really big thing here. And again, I'm going to go into this in more detail in some of these subsequent episodes. So hopefully that's given you a bit of an understanding of what money mindset work is all about. It's about figuring out what are your beliefs around money at a conscious and at a subconscious level. Are you holding on to any negative money energy that you need to let go of? Blame, shame, frustration, anger. Maybe you've handed your financial power over to somebody else. Maybe, you know, you've got somebody that took advantage of you financially and that's caused negative money energy. So letting go of that energy, but then also raising your money frequency so that you are becoming that vibrational match to wealth. Taking inspired action, doing things that bring you joy, that keep you in alignment, that will move you closer to your financial goals, and then surrendering to the universe, trusting that the money is already on its way. You just need to sit and wait and keep taking that inspired action and it's going to show up, okay, without getting impatient. So that's giving you a bit of an overview. In the next few episodes, I want to go into some of these points in a little bit more detail so that you can start really doing this work on yourself, changing your money story, and subsequently changing your financial reality too. If you are wanting to build your own successful online coaching business, make sure to check out Freedom, Abundance, and Impact, our free 10-day business and mindset course for coaches and aspiring coaches. To access, simply head to wearetheclick.com and click free course in the menu.